Hello and welcome to English for You. My name is Jeffrey.
And I'm Brian.
And today we're going to read a dialogue that takes place at school. So the kids are talking about something fun. What do you think is the most fun part of being in school, Brian?
Making friends.
Making friends. And where's the best place to make friends at school?
During lunchtime, or any time where you work together as a team doing something, that's in class.
Okay, or, that makes a lot of sense. Mm-hmm. I actually think it was in gym class because you have all sorts of fun sports competitions.
Mm-hmm. So what kind of sports competitions did you like?
Well, basketball, volleyball, soccer. But actually today's discussion is about a different kind of sport. And let's go to our article to learn more about it.
Reading.
Listening. Listen to the dialogue carefully and fill in the blanks.
The school swimming competition.
Elisa and Lucas are chatting in the hallway after school.
Are you ready for the big swimming competition next weekend?
Yeah, I've been practicing for months, so I think I might take home a prize.
That's great. What races are you going to sign up for?
Let's see. I can do the breaststroke and the backstroke pretty well.
That's terrific. I'm pretty good at the butterfly stroke, but I will likely sign up for the freestyle race.
I was thinking about joining that race as well.
You should. It will be fun if we compete against each other.
I agree. And may the best man or woman win.
You're on. But would you mind giving me a tip? You're much better than me at swimming.
No sweat. One of the most important things you can do is to master your breathing.
Why?
It will keep you focused and relaxed. And when you're at ease, you can swim much faster.
That's a great idea. I'm going to start practicing right away.
Elisa starts breathing slow and rhythmically.
Now, listen to the dialogue again.
Elisa and Lucas are chatting in the hallway after school.
Are you ready for the big swimming competition next weekend?
Yeah, I've been practicing for months, so I think I might take home a prize.
That's great. What races are you going to sign up for?
Let's see. I can do the breaststroke and the backstroke pretty well.
That's terrific. I'm pretty good at the butterfly stroke, but I will likely sign up for this freestyle race.
I was thinking about joining that race as well.
You should. It will be fun if we compete against each other.
I agree. And may the best man or woman win.
You're on. But would you mind giving me a tip? You're much better than me at swimming.
No sweat. One of the most important things you can do is to master your breathing.
Why?
It will keep you focused and relaxed. And when you're at ease, you can swim much faster.
That's a great idea. I'm going to start practicing right away.
Elisa starts breathing slow and rhythmically.
Well, the article begins with Eliza and Lucas, who are chatting in the hallway after school.
Eliza says, Are you ready for the big swimming competition next weekend?
Okay, a competition is a game, but it's a little bit bigger than that because there are usually lots of people competing, trying to win. It could be a sport or some other kind of activity, but often the winners will get a prize, even if it's just a medal, like a gold medal. In fact, the Olympic Games are probably the biggest sports competitions on the planet. And Lucas says, yeah, I've been practicing for months, so I think I might take home a prize. So he wants to get that gold medal for sure. And he's been practicing for months. So this could be 2, 3, 4, 5 months. He's been swimming to make himself better and get ready for this competition.
Eliza responds, that's great. What races are you going to sign up for?
Okay, so he has to sign up for races. Now, to sign up is to join a group, club, or other activity, and often you sign your name on a piece of paper. That's why it's called sign up. So, for example, it's time to sign up for after-school clubs. I'm going to sign up for the movie club. Sounds pretty easy, right? Just watching movies after school. Is there a club you would like to sign up for?
I think I was part of the Kung Fu club when I was in university.
Ooh, very cool.
I signed up for that, and it was very fun.
Right, so you got to write your name down.
Yep.
All right. So Lucas, he's thinking about this question, which events will he sign up for? And he says, let's see. Okay, he's not really looking at anything. When you say let's see, it just means you're thinking. So he says, let's see. I can do the breaststroke and the backstroke pretty well. Okay, so the breaststroke, I think it's just when your arms go forward. Is that right?
I think so.
Backstroke, well, your arms go backward, okay? It looks bad because we're not in a swimming pool, but you get the idea.
It would look amazing if we were in a swimming pool.
So what does Eliza say next?
Eliza says, that's terrific. I'm pretty good at the butterfly stroke, but I will likely sign up for the freestyle race.
Okay, so there's two more strokes or events. Now, the butterfly stroke, it looks really weird when you do it out of water. And the freestyle, I can't remember. Be sure to look it up on the internet between part one and part two of these lessons. Okay, so we saw the word terrific, spelled T-E-R-R-I-F-I-C, and this means amazing, great, or wonderful. Now, be careful. Don't confuse terrific with terrible, okay? Because terrible means very, very bad, whereas we use terrific to mean really good. For example, my friend Benny told me about a terrific Japanese restaurant downtown. I can't wait to take you there. So Lucas says, I was thinking about joining that race as well. So he's probably talking about the freestyle race because it was the last one mentioned by Eliza.
Eliza says, you should. It will be fun if we compete against each other.
Oh, so maybe she wants to beat Lucas.
Yeah, she wants to show him who's the best swimmer.
Well, maybe Lucas wants to show her because he says, I agree. Okay, so he's got the same idea as Eliza. He thinks it will be fun if they compete to try to see who will win. And then he goes on to say, and may the best man or woman win. Okay, we often say this at the beginning of a competition. Competition. May the best man win. And it just means, well, if we have some competition, whoever is really, really the better one, well, I hope that person wins. I hope nobody gets really lucky. I hope everything happens the way it should happen.
Eliza responds, you're on. But would you mind giving me a tip? You're much better than me at swimming.
Okay, so she says, you're on. What does that mean if I tell you you're on?
It means like the game is on. Whatever we're about to start the competition, I agree. Let's do this.
Yeah, I'm ready. Let's go. Your On is our shortcut for you. So let's take a quick look at our video.
Shortcut for you.
I am so bored.
Me too.
I have never been this bored in my life.
I know what we can do. How about a game of basketball?
You're on.
I'm on what?
When we say you're on, it means that we accept a challenge.
I understand. You're on means 谁怕谁，一言为定。
Right. If you want to challenge me at basketball, then you're on.
You better get ready, though, because I used to play professionally.
Really?
Yeah. Are you still going to say you are on?
Actually, I hurt my leg yesterday, and I haven't played in a while, and, you know, I'm just gonna...
Okay, so it looks like the game is on. These two guys are fired up. They're ready to compete against one another.
Right.
And I know I used to love, and actually I still love, competing with my friends. Now, competing against your friends is pretty special. You're not just playing a game against a stranger. You're playing a game with someone who you've known for a long time, possibly. Someone you like very much. Mm-hmm. And so it's really special to beat them in a game. And why does it feel more good than usual?
I guess because we know these people, so later on we can say, hey, you know, nice playing out there, but I beat you pretty well, right?
Yeah, it feels kind of fun to see them the next day and talk about it online, possibly.
Yeah.
So that's really nice. And also, if you lose to them, you could feel happy that they won a game, too. You don't really try your hardest to beat them every time. So the competition can be more relaxing. That's another benefit, I think.
Yeah, you don't want to lose to someone you hate. If you're going to lose, it might as well be to someone of your friends.
Right. So Eliza and Lucas are very friendly about this competition, even though they really want to win. So when Eliza asks for some advice, Lucas says, no sweat. Okay, that's right. Sweat is the water you get on your body and your forehead when you are very hot and when you exercise a lot. You get really sweaty. But when we say no sweat, it means it's easy or it's no problem. So Lucas is very happy to help her. So what's this great tip that he gives Eliza?
He says, one of the most important things you can do is to master your breathing.
To master something is to become a master at that. It means to become an expert at doing that thing. So for example, the Spanish painter Salvador Dalí mastered the classical style of painting before creating his own creative style. He had a great imagination. And perhaps the classical style was too realistic for him. So he started drawing these images that looked more like dreams than anything real.
Right, so he had to become an expert at the basics first, then he could go on to do whatever he wanted.
Okay, so this is a great piece of advice, to master your breathing when swimming. And that's another great thing about competing with your friends, is you can give each other advice. Can you think of any example where you competed with a friend and they gave you a tip or you gave them a tip?
Sure, in PE class, I guess, all the time. Even though the person, my friend's going to be playing for the other team, you know, before or after the class, they'll say, hey, how do you do this? How do you shoot the ball like that? Or, you know, how'd you do that move where you dribble or something? Say, okay, here, I'll show you.
Right. If they're better than you, they should help you. But if you are better than them, you can help them. So Eliza is unsure about this mastering breathing idea. So she asks, why?
Lucas responds, it will keep you focused and relaxed. And when you're at ease, you can swim much faster.
Okay, so at ease sounds a little bit like easy.
Right.
Okay, but at ease is a phrase, and it means that you feel relaxed and confident. And these two things are so important with not just sports, but even taking a test. Okay, so for example, Jenny felt at ease when she visited Japan because she learned how to speak Japanese in college.
Ooh.
Okay, so when she got off that plane, she could say konnichiwa or a lot of other things in Japanese. She wasn't so nervous. She could be at ease because she already knew the language. So think about how this could help you before a big test.
Well, if you feel at ease, that means you are not going to get in a test and be shaking and sweating and like, oh, I forgot, is this A or C? You know, you're just going to go in and feel like, I know this. I know this too. Wow. This is no sweat.
Right, you'll be more confident. And it's definitely a fact that people who imagine themselves getting high scores or making a basket in a basketball game do a better job of doing that. There's a better chance. Okay, there have been scientific studies. They've done research to prove that this is true. If you are confident, you can do better. So now Eliza understands why breathing could be good advice. Breathing well is a very good piece of advice for a swimming competition. Because she's in the water, you don't want to breathe in at the wrong time or out at the wrong time, or else you'll drink a lot of water. So she says, that's a great idea. I'm going to start practicing right away. Okay? So Eliza starts to breathe slow and rhythmically. Now, rhythmically, it sounds a lot like rhythm, and which comes from something like music or the beat of music, the rhythm of music, which is the time that you hear sound. So rhythmically would be natural, relaxed, but with the same time. Can you give us an example of rhythmic breathing, how long it takes?
Well, when I studied meditation, one of the ways that they told us to breathe rhythmically was to breathe in for 10 seconds and breathe out for 5 seconds. Do that every time.
Well, that sounds tough. I think that does take some practice. So why don't I practice this for a few minutes, and then I'll see you back in a few minutes for our For You Chat question.
For You Chat.
All right, now it's time for our For You Chat question. And the question is, do you like swimming? And you need to say why or why not. So let's start with you, Brian.
I do like swimming. It's fun. And I find that I'm, I guess, a fairly good swimmer. I didn't think that I was, but then people tell me that I'm not bad at swimming. I think it's kind of fun the way you can float. I like to pretend I'm in outer space or something like that when I go swimming.
Yeah, being in the water is an interesting experience. I'm actually not a big fan of swimming pools because I don't like the smell of the chlorine. That's a chemical they put in the pool. And I think it's really boring to just swim in one way and go back and one way and go back. So I've never liked swimming competitions. However, I've always really liked swimming in the ocean. Okay, I actually even like the smell better than swimming pools, although some people hate it. But swimming in the ocean is really interesting because of the waves, and I even tried surfing once, which is not swimming, but it's the same kind of experience. You're on water and you feel very light. And I guess that's why people like swimming so much. But it's also a pretty good exercise, isn't
it? Yeah, it works almost every muscle in your body, your arms, everything, your back, your legs. You're trying to move around and turn. It's not like you just lift weights or, you know, do one kind of exercise. It's what they say, call a compound exercise if you go swimming. So.
Yeah, and some people use exercise to wake up in the morning and get more energy. And I know when I jump into a cold swimming pool, I wake up very quickly. It's like a big cup of coffee. So if you're looking for a new way to have a exciting workout, try diving into a swimming pool and swimming around for 10, 20, or 30 minutes. You'll definitely feel like you got a good workout and you'll be awake, I guarantee it. All right, so what are your thoughts and feelings about swimming? Do you like it? Why or why not? Discuss this with your fellow students because that's all the time we have, but we'll be sure to see you next time. Bye-bye.
The School Swimming Competition.
Elisa and Lucas are chatting in the hallway after school.
Are you ready for the big swimming competition next weekend?
Yeah, I've been practicing for months, so I think I might take home a prize.
That's great. What races are you going to sign up for?
Let's see. I can do the breaststroke and the backstroke pretty well.
That's terrific. I'm pretty good at the butterfly stroke, but I will likely sign up for this freestyle race.
I was thinking about joining that race as well.
You should. It will be fun if we compete against each other.
I agree. And may the best man or woman win.
You're on. But would you mind giving me a tip? You're much better than me at swimming.
No sweat. One of the most important things you can do is to master your breathing.
Why?
It will keep you focused and relaxed. And when you're at ease, you can swim much faster.
That's a great idea. I'm going to start practicing right away.
Elisa starts breathing slow and rhythmically.
Vocabulary review.
Competition. Emily trained a lot for the running competition and won first place. Sign up. I want to sign up for a club at school to meet new people. Terrific. Joe did a terrific job on this painting, so the teacher gave him an A. Master. The old man had mastered the art of playing chess. At ease. I feel at ease when I'm at home reading a good book.